for our next episode. Keep it going.
Is this a pee break?
Oh, wait, is it the pee break? I'm not going to do that throughout the whole pee break. You just expected me to do this house beat for like 3 minutes.
Oh, wait, he's back.
No.
You hear that, people? That is a DVD.
What's a DVD?
It is a digital video disc.
Wow.
Dirty venereal disease.
They used to play these back in the late 20th century. These discs used to have up to 20 minutes of pre-video content before the movie even started.
Really?
Wow. For those of you that cannot see our podcast, which is 100% of you, Desmond is showing us a box that says the word Millennium on it.
Look at that.
And now he's showing us a DVD.
You can see your reflection in that bad boy.
Oh, that's so meta. We're seeing a reflection through a Zoom. So this movie is so delightfully obscure that you cannot get it streaming anywhere. And Desmond, out of the kindness of his heart and dedication to the pursuance of all things time travel, purchased a DVD.
So this means that our listeners most likely are not going to be able to see this movie. So we need to keep that in mind when we're talking about it. And to our listeners, we promise you that we will try to do our best to paint you a picture of this movie in a way that is entertaining.
Good point, Ari. Thank you very much. We will. We'll do a better job. Star Trek, we ran through because it's a Star Trek movie. Millennium, we don't know what we're going to get into. I would like to send out, hang on real quick. I would like to send a shout out to thriftbooks.com. Thank you, thriftbooks.com, for a beautiful copy of Millennium. Tell me about it, Scott.
Well, I want to set our expectations. Now, we're going to be watching this movie together. So this is an exciting first. Since COVID, I don't know if we've done this for Time Pop.
We did one. We did, Face the Music. Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Oh, right. Okay.
That was a post-COVID experience.
I do want to set expectations, though, because I can see the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Tell me about it.
It's not looking good. You guys want to guess what the score is?
Sure.
Okay.
18.
I'm going to guess critics is 21 and audiences is 36.
All right. Ari guessed 36. Desmond guessed 18. I would like you to both go lower, please.
For critics or for viewers?
For viewers.
Lower?
Six.
No, it's not that low.
12.
It's 11%.
Hey, I'm the winner.
I'm sorry. That's the Tomamometer is 11%. The audience score is 30%.
Hey, I'm a winner again.
You're always winning. But this film has Kris Kristofferson and Cheryl Ladd. So, where can you go wrong? You've got an old country singer that became an actor and an old model. The film is nothing, but we can only go up from here.
Is it high on our lists? You know,
I had brought it up. It's one that comes up on lists. It's a different take. It's one of those things where like a plane disappears and then it shows up again, and apparently it's like been it's been in the future.
So everyone also, this is not the TV series, the 96 to 99 TV series. So I'm having trouble finding this on IMDb.
Millennium?
Yeah.
It's there. 1989.
There it is. 89. I didn't realize it was that old.
Oh, yeah.
Directed by Michael Anderson.
Here, listen to this tagline. The people above flight. Aboard Flight 35 are about to land 1,000 years from where they plan to.
In the future?
Yes.
Cool.
Ooh, this is the director of Logan's Run? What?
Is it? Okay.
Oh, wow. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Around the World in 80 Days. All right.
Holy crap. This guy directed the fuck out of some stuff.
And a bunch of films that we've never heard of.
Very cool. All right. So we will be watching Millennium from 1989, rated PG-13, 1 hour and 48 minutes. Find it at your local DVD rental place. If you live in Bend, Oregon, head on over to Blockbuster, find a VHS copy of Millennium, and then go to a pawn shop and buy Kirk's glasses.
And buy Kirk's glasses just to mess with the time continuum and his little smirk face.
So we'll get out of here in a minute, but Are you guys, have you guys been seeing anything about the new Time Traveler's Wife show?
No.
There's I think it's on HBO, Time Traveler's Wife, that is getting rave reviews that everyone is really excited about. Apparently,
also the cowboy one is supposed to be really good.
Outer Range is fucking amazing.
I would see it.
Yes.
I told you about it and you were reluctant.
I know. And I'm telling you now, reluctantly, I will see it.
We won't be able to because you're going to go to the future.
Oh.
Well, then she'll watch season 2 and 3. She'll be ahead of it.
He's really upset about that.
She'll say goodbye. She'll leave you notes in the future.
I'm sorry, I'm a futurist.
We're having a hypothetical fight.
In the future, we're fighting.
It's
so
hypothetical.
Yeah, we should. I'm almost done with The Outer Range. I got 3 more episodes. Hopefully, I'll finish it this weekend so I can let you guys know how that first season. I mean, I think you should watch it anyways. It's a really good show. But as far as
I think you guys watch Timeless, and not because it's a good show, but it's so time traveling.
Yeah.
Timeless?
Yeah, they have to go back into all these, they're chasing like a bad guy throughout history with like a device, and she's got like a scientist and a warrior, and she's like a historian, and
there's something
because you guys are a little bit dumb.
What?
I think they only had 2 seasons.
When did you see it?
When it was on TV, because I'm a time travel fan.
When was that?
I'm an enthusiast.
I don't watch anything if it's not for the podcast. That's all I do. Oh, but I did hear Justin explained a Wheel of Time thing that there may be, if hopefully they'll put it in the show and we might get a fun crossover episode, there might be some Groundhog's Day shit going on in Wheel of Time.
In the next season?
No, it'd probably be a couple seasons later. It'll be episode 300 of Time Pop.
300?
Yeah.
I don't think there's 300 time travel movies.
Oh, there are. They're not good.
Oh.
We'll move on to series if we have to. Once we get our...
I have a question because we saw... Oh, Brain, you're working...
Doctor Strange.
Sometimes. We saw Everything, Everywhere, Everyone, All at Once doing stuff.
Yes.
And it's not time travel, but we were wondering if we're allowed to do, you know, alternate universes episodes.
No.
For funsies.
That's a different thing.
I would like to, because I think it's borderline. I mean, it depends on the, you know.
Just do a spinoff series.
I'm going to do a whole series, but just an episode or two.
But there's no time travel.
No, right, you know what it is? Patreon episodes. Those would be really good Patreon episodes.
I don't know what that is. That's Patreon episodes.
That's when a different place where people pay us to do this show, and then in return for their wonderful donation, we give them episodes that only people who pay for it can listen to.
Oh, like alternate universe stuff.
Exactly.
There's just a lot out there right now. It's like a big, you know, like time travel was a big thing, and now it's alternate universes with the Spider-Man and the guy with the thing and the
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, and the lady with the bagel. So
Everything Everywhere at All at Once.
Right. So
I love it, Ari. I think it would, and like you said, it's big now too. So there's a lot to talk about there. So,
hello, Time Pop fans. It's great to see you all again, and it's wonderful to be heard. I have a personal favor to ask all of our Time Pop fans this week. Could you please tell somebody about this podcast? We have a nice, solid base of fans. We love you so much, but we need to grow just a little bit to ensure the continuing popularity of this show. You can tell someone in any number of ways. Just passively mention it to a roommate, write a review on iTunes, shout it from your window, sneak it through a sneeze while you're on the subway. Time Pop! Oh, excuse me there. Seems to be a little bit of time travel pollen in the subway station. You can also social media it out at time_pop_pod on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. You could even tell us about the podcast just so we can hear that you're out there enjoying the show. You can write to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. Tell us how much you like us. Tell us what you like. You can even tell us what you don't like. We're doing the show for you people, And definitely, definitely tell us about a movie you think that we should watch and discuss on the program. Thank you very much. Sorry to pander directly at you, but you are why we do the show, so we need you to help us do the show. Thank you very much. I still don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try to do a Millennium DVD giveaway. So listen up. For our next mini-sode, it probably won't be on the Millennium episode proper, but the mini-sode after that, I will have details on how you can get your hand on my personal copy of Millennium. And if you have any way to watch it yourself, please do. It is a very good time travel movie. It is weird. It is 80s as fuck, but it tackles some really neat time travel stuff in it. So if you have the means, I highly recommend you check out Millennium. We go into as much detail as we can. So if you haven't seen it or you haven't seen it in a long time, please feel free to listen in. We will guide you through the interesting time travel within Millennia. Bye. Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.